Hello, everyone, and welcome back to episode 90 of the Global Diamond Broker Hard Truth Podcast. Your favorite hosts.
I'm the host this week?
Yeah.
Oh, am I? That was pretty garlicky, by the way. Can you, like... I'm Colin David Ferguson. I'm the Global Diamond Broker.
And I'm GIA Judy.
GIA Judy, who looks very pretty today,
Thank you so much.
We really
you did
never
up
know
until...
who's going to show up. I mean, what she's going to look like when she shows up. There is a bit of a personality issue, though.
Yeah, like when I come in the mornings and you say, who are you? I mean, how are you today?
Exactly. Yeah. Multiple personality disorder.
Yeah.
Live. And it's free on the podcast, okay? There was a bit of a physical assault here today.
What are you talking about?
You beating me up.
Yeah, because he signed up for the gym that I go to and I frequent and I find it to be my sanctuary. And he knows that. And I've told him in the past, you do not sign up for this gym. And what do? You sign up for this gym.
Thank you. Yes, I did.
And
thank
I
you very much.
Physically assaulted him.
And it's Equinox. It's the luxury gym.
You have marks on your arms.
Yeah, well, I was slapped around quite a bit this morning.
Why did you take it like a little...
like, honestly, is that where you're going to go? Because they've seen you hit me on the show before. You used to
it's a little tap.
I thought... I guess
it was a little tap.
Today,
he just has really sensitive skin.
When you had the hots for the FedEx guy.
Anyways, I'm honestly not that happy with you today, and that might show in the podcast.
So how many days are you happy with me?
I mean, it's the 1 week out of the month that I'm okay with you.
Are you going to go there?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, let's move on, because I don't know if you're bored. I'm bored. I'm a little sore, too, in the arms, but I'll be okay.
It's all that gym that you do.
All the what?
All the gym that you do. All the working out that you do.
Yeah, a little bit of working out going on, for sure.
Yeah.
It's to manage stress.
Mm-hmm.
Work stress.
Okay,
and
we get
it. Work stress.
You're stressed.
I have something to say.
Go
ahead. I want to thank our clients all over the globe. This morning alone, I was on to Tanzania speaking to a client.
Wait, really?
I was on to...
Oh, yeah, you were.
Yeah, thank you.
Sorry.
To Dubai, speaking to a client.
Mm-hmm.
Why'd you think I was going to say somewhere else? I was on to Fresno, California.
Well, we're on with everyone. Rancho Cucamonga.
Rancho Cucamonga. How crazy is that? Mm-hmm. But these are the places just this morning. I have this afternoon to go here on the west coast of North America. And I want to thank our clients. Our growth is unbelievable. It really is. I mean, the amount of people who we have touched with and really it's you and me, have touched with our Instagram and TikTok. We're so busy, we can't even move on to other platforms.
And then every day when Colin's stressed out because of the workload, I tell him, it's the problems you pray for, kid.
Yeah, she does.
So
it's the only thing she's gotten right pretty well since.
But we are grateful.
Yeah, and grateful for your patience as we build, because, you know, our thing is the world's most beautiful and craftsmanship that is unrivaled anywhere, and this is what we do. And, you know, it was funny, I was listening to something on TikTok the other day where they were talking about delivering pizzas in 30 minutes. And, you know, as long as the whole concept of 30-minute pizza was for the universities and everything, but discerning eaters are happy to take longer as long as they know it's going to take longer.
Yeah, as long as the communication is there.
Right. So we produce a product that's very unique in the marketplace, and we've gotten through the battles with it, and we're there. So anyway, that's what we're doing, and we're not delivering pizzas. Right? There's no 30-minute delivery from the Global Diamond Broker unless you want just the diamond. If you want the best craftsmanship in the world to go with the most beautiful diamond, soon to be called Rare Rock. We're launching the Rare Rock brand very, very soon, so stay tuned. You're going to be excited about the product and the price. Luxury for a new generation is really what we're heading towards and kind of where we are now. So that's what I wanted to talk about today. How grateful we are for all the business from our clients all over the world, for referring your friends, for referring your family, for coming back to get earrings and bracelets, and we've been busy. We're expanding the business at the same time, and we're keeping up with orders finally. Is that good? Mm-hmm. Did one of your nails fall off over here?
Yeah, I have an appointment today.
Can you put the other hand up then while we're...
How's that?
She loves that sort of thing. That's much better. Thank you. So, what's going on with you?
You're a jerk today, huh?
Oh, no, you're still upset about me
at
your gym.
I am, and now you're nitpicking my nails?
Hey.
Anyways.
Equinox is the gym.
Yes.
The luxury gym.
Mm-hmm. Because we're all about luxury and beautiful things.
Right, well, whatever.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's worth it. It was worth it, though, to piss you off. Oh. For sure.
Yeah.
So I was sitting there at the juice bar last night, and she's warned me a million times, I don't know how long we can go on about this, not to join the gym, and something possessed me to join the gym. And so I joined the gym. Can't wait to see you there, buddy.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to pretend like I don't know you.
Okay. We'll play that game. I play that with my kids all the time. We don't know each other. Anyway, let's talk about what's going on in the world of diamonds today, because it's crazy. It's absolutely gone crazy. And let me tell you what's gone crazy is it sounds like the same old story, but really it's this lab-grown thing taking over globally. You know, we're looking now to expand into countries like Dubai and into countries, well, not so much Tanzania today, but it's on its way, and continue our massive expansion into the United States market. And it amazes me how, well, decimated the diamond industry is. And you were telling me about an article just now on India importing too many diamonds. Mm-hmm. Let me guess, was that a Rappaport article?
Yep, how'd you know?
And it's, you know how I know? I know because Rappaport only calls mine diamonds
natural. Diamonds. And then they call lab-grown diamonds synthetics. Yeah. And even so much so, last week they posted an article talking about synthetics stealing the spotlight.
Yeah.
Where they capitulated.
And because they're serving that old school.
Yeah. They almost want to degrade the name and the product.
But I think they're coming to terms with it now, and I'll tell you why. I'll tell you, first of all, why I know that that's who would post that article. Because India is importing too many diamonds because they're not any mine diamonds, as we call them here. You can call them natural. You can call them whatever you want. Doesn't matter. There's two types now. And they're importing too many because there's no demand for them anymore. And demand is dropping at an astronomical rate for a diamond that's come out of a mine. And I, look, it's just not the price anymore, guys. It's the ethical and environmental. You know, you saw a post we did a couple weeks ago where they're vacuuming them off the ocean floors with huge dredges.
And little sea creatures.
Decimating little, the home of little sea creatures. And, you know, I mean, this is the reality of the world, and the world's changing. And, you know, I always think of, and I hate to bring it up again, is Martin Rappaport hating millennials. I think it's the funniest thing in the world. Millennials do not want their environment destroyed.
Have you ever seen Martin Rappaport's LinkedIn posts and the amount of comments he gets from millennials?
Really?
Bashing him?
No.
No, it's so funny. It's so entertaining. You'll need to check it out.
Really? What did they say?
They just say that he is incorrect with his views and that he shouldn't be degrading lab diamonds or synthetic diamonds. And yeah, it's just this whole thing.
Yeah, it's quite interesting. Sorry, I'm so busy. I don't have the luxury of sitting around reading Martin Rappaport's LinkedIn report.
Yeah, same.
So what... But that's what's going on, you guys, and it can't be stressed enough. Look, if you're looking at a mined diamond nowadays, it's a tough call for you, I know, but so much of the evidence now leans towards, I mean, you know, you have Gucci. Whoever thought Gucci would be the company to promote laboratory-grown diamonds as luxury? But that's what's going on, and the list goes up every single week. Like, I don't even remember when we started the podcast what we even talked about. because this change has been so astronomical and impactful of the diamond industry globally. Mm-hmm. It's unbelievable. You know, our partners in India, our partners in the United States, we're busy. Mm-hmm. And the clients surprise me. The wealth they have or don't have, it doesn't seem to matter. It seems to have created this environment where, I'm going to use the word, there's been a democratization of true luxury, particularly if you believe it's quality and beauty.
Which, and 10 times out of 10, that's what the girl wants.
And nowadays, it has to have a heart. Mm-hmm. And, I haven't talked about this yet. I was thinking about it yesterday, about how laboratory-grown diamonds have a heart. They're not, there's none of this raping Mother Nature for her jewels. There's mm-hmm. none of this environmental aspect of poisoning the environment, like the mercury into the ground in northern Canada.
Yeah, it's luxury you can feel good about.
The luxury you can feel good about. And so,
ooh, that's a good tagline.
That's very good, actually. Yeah, look at you. Sorry, I
Oh, are you having PTSD?
Yeah, I'm having PTSD.
Oh my God.
So what's happening in Hollywood? Let's change gears a little bit here.
Well, if you people like to watch reality TV, such as The Bachelor, I know I do. Spoiler alert, Joey eventually proposes to Kelsey Anderson, and he proposes to her with a gorgeous, gorgeous 4-carat diamond engagement ring. That's all I have.
Is it lab grown or mined?
I did my research. I spent hours scouring the internet, and it doesn't say. However, I'm thinking it is a lab created diamond because the jeweler that they purchased it from, or actually was gifted, the diamond engagement ring from,
yeah,
deals in lab grown. So
this is a bit of a mystery then.
It is a mystery. But it's hard not to assume that it's going to be lab created in this world, right?
Well, the problem is, can they even tell the difference anymore? I mean, this is also a big problem. Mm-hmm. But The Bachelor, I've never heard of that. Is that like...
It's an ABC show.
Yeah. Is it very popular?
It's very popular. So there's one suitor, and I think he gets to date like 35 women until he finally finds the one and then proposes to her at the end of the show.
They should have a show called The Golden Bachelor.
They do.
Really? Do they?
And you should be on it.
I should be on it? Would I have to donate the diamond? And what would I donate?
It's The Bachelor for senior citizens. So you would fit right in. You would fit right in.
Oh, you love that, don't you?
It just feels good to say. Did you get a senior citizen discount at Equinox?
Oh, you're just, that's cruel. I won't even take it at the local drugstore, okay?
Why?
Because I'm fine against that.
Isn't it gorgeous?
Pardon me?
It's an emerald cut diamond engagement ring with two shield cut diamonds on the side, totaling 4 carats.
It seems to me, if it was not a laboratory created diamond, mm-hmm. That they would talk about that if it was mined. Mm. Because the value of it would
right.
be...
Right. Ew, you just spat on me. So say it, don't spray more. It. Yeah, totally agree.
Right? Totally so agree. I think we're going to go with laboratory created. Mm-hmm. mm-hmm. They're just afraid. And as a lot of people in the diamond industry are afraid, clearly we're not, to talk about the reality of what's going on. But it's a whole new world out there, and it's fraught with opportunity. And, I work with companies and individuals all over the globe I counsel and with individuals I coach. I get paid a lot of money for it too, by the way. Mm-hmm. Right? And these are areas of expertise for me that I never thought when I started the whole thing I'd become an expert on. So look, if you're looking for these things, when I first came on to social media only a couple of years ago, I didn't come on to sell diamonds. I came on to provide accurate information to an industry that needs accurate information.
Yeah, you came on to educate, really.
I came on to educate and to break through the bullshit, okay? Like, as if this four C's were ever developed of cut, color, clarity, and carat for you. They were developed for the industry. As if there's a way to measure them. As if an H or I or G color diamond is ever going to be as beautiful as a G or H color, or as beautiful as a D or E colored diamond. Get D. You know, as if that there's some credibility to how it all functions and works, and has worked since 1939. It's been through really smoke, misinformation, and myths. And you know, today you don't need to put up with that misinformation. Today the facts are on the table. And by the way, I offer $5,000 to anybody who can come out and disprove one of my facts.
Can we split that?
Pardon me?
Can we split that?
The 5,000?
Yeah.
We're going to say a fact and then dispute it and then get
no,
the five.
No, just if you say something and then someone else tries to disprove it,
right,
and they can't. And you win $5,000. Can we split it?
Well, I offer to bet all the time. No
it's
one
a joke.
Ever takes my bets.
It's a joke, okay?
Honey, I've said this to you before. Jokes are supposed to be funny.
Okay.
Like, I've told you this.
Okay.
Just don't do it.
Okay.
It embarrasses both of us. See? Anyway, so that's what's going on. We're not going to make this week too technical. You've got your LA story, but you've got the diamond updates. Look, learn how to understand the grading system. Learn what transparency and pricing is, for goodness sake. You know, we're putting a post up tomorrow where we go out to the top online companies. It's Brilliant Earth. It's Blue Now. Boy, am I getting letters. I'm surprised Tiffany hasn't written yet, the way I slam their diamonds. They're not a quality product, they're diamonds, okay? They're not luxury, that's for darn sure. They're going to be lab-grown anyway soon. Don't forget, LVMH owns them, and LVMH is promoting lab-grown.
Brilliant Earth.
And Brilliant Earth, right? Like, they sell their diamonds for $18,000 to $14,000, I believe. The exact same diamond. Now, that we broker, we're the broker. We sell to the wholesaler who sells to the retailer, and everybody wants to keystone, Google keystone. It's a word that means double, all the way up in the diamond industry. Get the source. You know, we've done a post on that. Maybe we need to do another one, how every hand it goes through, they charge more.
Yeah, that's one of our viral videos, actually.
Right?
Let's recreate it now, that you have longer hair and you're more toned and...
More toned? Mm-hmm. Like, I don't think that's possible, honey. Especially going to your gym.
Okay, let's move along,
okay.
Shall we?
Shall we move along?
Yeah.
Anyway, so anything else this week?
I'm still mad at you.
Huh?
I'm still mad at you.
Are you?
Yeah.
Well, that started 89 episodes ago.
I think you need to take me out for lunch today.
This is episode 90?
Yeah.
Is it really? Mm-hmm.
And our 100th episode, stay tuned, will be...
In Las Vegas. Live from Las Vegas. Live from the biggest gem show in the world. For 2 years in a row.
Mm-hmm.
So there you go. We're the global diamond broker. These are the world's most beautiful diamonds. These are the facts of the industry, no matter how poorly they're presented by me and GIA Judy. But these are the facts, and this is what's going on in the world, and we appreciate you tuning in. We appreciate the questions. We appreciate the calls.
Even the hate comments, we appreciate.
Yeah, they're paying attention. I mean, that's all part of it nowadays. Mm-hmm. But what could you hate about you and I?
Well, what could you hate about me? I don't know about you, but... Okay, guys, thanks so much for tuning in to today's episode. We will see you next Thursday.